Chapter 6. The next morning, when the children stumbled sleepily from their bedroom into the kitchen, rather than a note from Count Olaf, they found Count Olaf himself.
"Good morning, orphans,"
he said.
"I have your oatmeal all ready in bowls for you."
The children took seats at the kitchen table and stared nervously into their oatmeal. If you knew Count Olaf, and he suddenly served you a meal, wouldn't you be afraid there was something terrible in it, like poison or ground glass? But instead, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny found that fresh raspberries had been sprinkled on top of each of their portions. The Baudelaire orphans hadn't had raspberries since their parents died, although they were extremely fond of them. "Thank you," Klaus said carefully, picking up one of the raspberries and examining it. Perhaps these were poison berries that just looked like delicious ones. Count Olaf, seeing how suspiciously Klaus was looking at the berries, smiled and plucked a berry out of Sunny's bowl. Looking at each of the three youngsters, he popped it into his mouth and ate it.
"Aren't raspberries delicious?"
he asked.
"They were my favourite berries when I was your age."
Violet tried to picture Count Olaf as a youngster, but couldn't. His shiny eyes, bony hands, and shadowy smile all seemed to be things only adults possess. Despite her fear of him, however, she took her spoon in her right hand and began to eat her oatmeal. Count Olaf had eaten some, so it probably wasn't poisonous, and anyway she was very hungry. Klaus began to eat too, as did Sunny, who got oatmeal and raspberries all over her face.
"I received a phone call yesterday," Count Olaf said, "from Mr. Poe. He told me you children had been to see him."
The children exchanged glances. They had hoped their visit would be taken in confidence, a phrase which here means kept a secret between Mr. Poe and themselves, and not blabbed to Count Olaf.
"Mr. Poe told me," Count Olaf said, "that you appear to be having some difficulty adjusting to the life I have so graciously provided for you. I'm very sorry to hear that."
The children looked at Count Olaf. His face was very serious, as if he were very sorry to hear that, but his eyes were shiny and bright, the way they are when someone is telling a joke.
"Is that so?" Violet said. "I'm sorry Mr. Poe bothered you."
"I'm glad he did," Count Olaf said, "because I want the three of you to feel at home here, now that I am your father.